Fred Film Radio, Sarajevo Film Festival, Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 23rd Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Milan Stojanovic, who is a producer, and you are quite busy here at CineLink, because if I understood correctly before the interview, you are not only presenting a TV drama project, but also a feature length film. So I don't know whether you want to, where you want to start off with.
Which one?
Let's start with both. Let's say, I am here this year with two projects. I was lucky enough to get two projects selected. One selected to CineLink co-production market, which is a feature film called The Users by Ivan Ikic, director who previously did Barbarians, which premiered in Karlovy Vary in 2014. And another project, which is a drama series project called The Last Socialist Artifact, which I'm co-producing from Serbia with Ankica Tilić-Juric, producer from Croatia, who recently done films like Zvizdan or Quit Staring at My Plate. And it's been quite busy couple of days, having meetings all day from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Every half an hour, some new interesting people come, and also having to publicly pitch a drama series was, you know, all together quite stressful, but more or less, but all together really, really, really nice.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about it in more detail. The feature length film, what's the title again?
The Users.
The Users. What's it about? Can you tell me a little bit about the story?
Sure. The Users is a melodrama. It's a love triangle story and follows three teenagers, one boy, two girls, and they're the users of a home for mentally disabled children and youth. So those are teenagers that were abandoned by their families because of their mild or harder mental handicaps, and they were placed in this institution, which is in the suburbs of Belgrade. So three of them formed this unusual love triangle. So Robert and this girl Dragana have this sort of long relationship of friendship, and Dragana is in love with him, and this is interrupted when this other girl comes to the home and basically interrupts their relationship, which causes Dragana to basically commit suicide. And later on, the new couple is also separated by the society, who doesn't understand their needs and their desires. Yeah.
Interesting. And obviously, the follow-up question would be, what are the origins of the story?
Ivan Ikic, who is the director and the writer, is a friend of mine from university days. We studied together. And back when he was still studying, he did this documentary work in one of the institutions for mentally challenged children and youth. And there he found a story that became an inspiration for this film. Basically, he found this guy who had scars on his arms, and when he started exploring a bit, he learned that there was a love triangle story there, and which almost ended really tragically. And this inspired the script that we're now working on, and this film soon to be.
So, if I understand correctly, the director has a background in documentary filmmaking?
He did do documentary. His first feature documentary was called Tarot Serbia. It was a crazy story about, a tarot fortune teller from Serbia who became a huge TV star for his very unusual and unorthodox and very loose methods. Basically, he's really a showman. And this film was quite a successful, went to a lot of festivals, but also even did some documentary work back in the study days, which actually led to this feature film that we're now working on.
Very good. And what stage of the production are you at the moment?
We are in full development. We are now financing. We are hoping to finance the film in the following 8 to 10 months, and hopefully we will be in production next September 2018.
Very good. We'll be looking forward to seeing it. And now we have the drama series to talk about. And what's the title again?
The title is The Last Socialist Artifact, and it is based on a book by Robert Perisic. The book is actually called No Singular Area, and it will soon be published also in USA and France. It's an amazing book, which tells a very, very unique story of hope and, let's say, reviving a dead place. Basically, these two con men come to a desolate ex-industrial town somewhere in Balkans, and they want to reopen the factory that was closed years ago. And all this because they got this strange offer from a colonel from Libya who needs a specific turbine. So they come to this town, which is totally devastated. People are drunk all the time or playing cards, and you know, they lost their confidence and pride because of not having work. And they come there and they tell them that they will, you know, reopen the factory, even though they only plan to do it for this one turbine, but they don't tell them. So these two selfish individuals, you know, start their work there, but one step at a time, they actually discover the power of unity again. And these people who basically depend on them get them to finally feel that they belong to something and finally feel good, you know, doing something for other people. So basically it's about, you know, this disease of individualism and selfishness in modern world being finally, you know, conquered by the strength of group and the feeling of doing something good for other people.
Now, this is a question that I've never asked before, but given the fact that you're here with a feature film and a TV series, is there any differences like that really stand out when you are at meetings, or just in general here at CineLink when you pitch one and the other, or you talk about one or the other?
Well, I think the general feeling is that in the world of drama series now, I think that it seems like there is much more financing available. I think that the platforms have attracted a lot of audience, and consequentially there is a lot of money involved. So I think when you pitch a film, it's usually like, oh, I love your project very much, but you know, it's very tough with money now. So let's see. And when you pitch a drama series, a guy comes, sits at your table and says, money is not an issue, give me the script. So it's, you know, it's a totally different environment right now. I think it's from one side it's good because, you know, you have a lot more possibilities for new waves of storytelling. But also on the other hand, seems like there's less and less attention on classical cinema, which I think requires now more attention from managers of cinema in Europe and countries of Europe, especially East European Europe, Southeast Europe. I think that's the main difference. Otherwise, I mean, all the beautiful differences that here you can focus on more characters and more depth of characters, and maybe have more freedom. But with cinema, you still can attract more. Express more engaged content and so on. Yeah.
Thank you very much for that. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
You too. Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.